Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Kristen, and she says, 2 or 3 months ago, one of my 5-year-old daughters started grabbing her private area frequently throughout the day and occasionally pulling on her pants and underwear. She's starting kindergarten in mid-August, and I'm starting to freak out. I don't want her to be constantly grabbing herself at school, but I also don't want to place her in some kind of conflict with her own body. Help. Kristen, I want to say first, has already done all the things that you would think somebody would probably tell her first. She's already been to the doctor to rule out UTIs and other medical reasons. She's bought her daughter new underwear, and she's talked to her daughter at length, per Kristen, about how she can do that, but it's private, and it needs to be done in the privacy of her own room or the bathroom. But she continues to do it frequently, and she's a little worried about kindergarten. I hear you, Kristen. I think that this might self-solve pretty quickly once kindergarten starts, and here's why. The kindergarten teacher, has magical powers that you, as her parent, don't, right? Like kindergarten students, preschool students just think that their teacher is just really another level of sort of demigoddess or god human being. So I would talk to the teacher about this. I guess the first thing I would do is make sure you and the teacher have a good vibe and your daughter and the teacher have a good vibe. Hopefully you do. After about a week or so, you can ask the teacher if you can email her or talk to her for a second. And I'm assuming her. Let's assume the teachers are her. I'm not being sexist, but I'm going to call her for the purpose of this. Take her aside and say, can we talk about this? I would be pretty certain that this is something that a kindergarten teacher has probably seen before. A kid who's a little bit too interested in their private parts and grabbing them. And they might have something that they say about that or do about that, like our private parts are just for us, or we just touch our private parts in the bathroom, but not during story time. And the teacher probably has ways that they can talk about that and rules that they put in place that your kid will buy completely readily because the kindergarten teacher says it. And it's also something that the other kids might see and notice. And that's exactly what you're worried about, Kristen. That, like, what are they going to think? What are they going to do? Kids have very short memories, but one kid saying to your daughter, why are you doing that? Would probably be enough for her never to do it again. And a little peer pressure in this case is a good thing. I do think it's probably pretty harmless. I do think you're right not to put even more pressure and sort of negative pressure against her doing it in place. Don't make a bigger deal out of it. But I'd kind of wait for it to self-resolve around the beginning of school. And if it doesn't, I guess you better come back to us and we'll come up with some more ideas. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or just send us an email, questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us